have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Much pain, doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please be new. Question.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is an honor. It is a privilege to come and share God's great gospel once again with God's people and even those that have not received Christ in their life. We have a mandate. We have a commission from God to share this gospel all over the world. And there are so many streams and mediums now that we can use our voice to spread God's great gospel. And I'm glad to be just one individual that can share what God has given me to share. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you most importantly for you being the God that you are, the God of love, your El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. You are the great I am, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary for all our sins, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And now, Father, I ask that you help me to speak the words that you would have me to say to these thy people. Anoint me for your service. Use me like never before, Lord. Have your way in me as your vessel and as a channel to spread this great gospel. And I thank you for what you're going to do in this moment of teaching and preaching and proclaiming your great gospel. And it's in Jesus' name I do pray. I thank you, God. Amen. Amen. We are grateful to God. I'm just so glad that God has allowed me another opportunity to share with the Elation Network, the Elation family. It is a blessing. And right now, I spoke this last time I was on, but I'm speaking it again because I'm going to speak it until I see it in my natural eye. I see it in the spirit, but I'm going to see it in the natural. I see Elation going to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Elation will be a well-known network and name in Christendom that the world will know about Elation and what Elation is doing. I pray right now that God continues to expand the vision of Sister Kimmy, and not only expanding the vision, but I'm praying and I'm declaring right now that every resource that she needs, everything that she needs to take this entity to another level, this ministry, not an entity, I want to call it what it is. It is a ministry. When you're doing something for the Lord, it is a ministry. Take this ministry to another level. I pray right now that every resource, that the well will not run dry, that everything that she needs is placed in her hands, the people, the resources, the finances, whatever is placed in hands. And I declare and decree right now through the blood of Jesus, it is done. And it's going to happen sooner than we expect. I see Elation in the future, and we look better than we look right now. We're doing a great work. God is allowing us to spread this great gospel, but I see us going higher and higher, and I see the sky is the limit. God has taken us to higher heights and deeper depths in him, and he's doing something good in us, and he's using people that may not be claimed to fame, may not be connected with this one or that one, but we are connected to the one true God. And whenever you are doing a work for the Lord, God will make a way. He will take you from where you are and place you in places that you never dreamed of. And I declare right now that this is just the beginning. The best is yet to come. We shall overcome. We shall be great in God. We shall remain humble, but we shall be what God wants us to be, that we touch the lives of so many that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not just going to be limited to our sphere, but God is taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. He is allowing us to be known, not for anything negative, like so much is going on in our news and so much is going on in our world. I'm not even going to mention one of the events that's going on that went on and that is just taking over our social media and internet, because I'm not going to give life to that situation anymore. It's done. It happened. It was an apology, and we're moving on to bigger and better things. And as a matter of fact, we're moving on in Jesus Christ. We got to spread this gospel like the world spreads news that is not so good and not favorable. We got to tell people about Jesus. We got to tell them that no matter what they've done, how they've done it, who they may have done it with, God loves them and he wants to change their life for the better. We got to tell people about that there is a Savior that will save you from your sins. We got to tell the world that no matter what sickness that you have, God can heal it. If you can have it, God can heal it. There is a healer, and his name is Jesus. Psalm 107 and 20 says, it is the Lord that healeth thee. God will heal. Isaiah 53 and 5 tells us that by his stripes, talking about Jesus, his stripes, we are healed, not going to be healed, not could be healed, but we're already healed. So it don't matter what you're going through right now. You may be a sickness right now. You may have been challenged in your body, but don't go into it with God's going to heal me. No, God has healed you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't deal with a God in the future. But I know that God works in us now. We may not see the manifestation right now, but faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I believe that I receive through the blood of Jesus. God is working it out. He's turning your financial situation around. I declare and decree right now, someone that is listening, God is turning your financial, your mind, your finances are going to be blown away. Your mind is going to be blown at what he's going to do in the area of finance for you. Money is just coming to you. But this is what I want to challenge you to. Whatever your ministry that you are into, sow into that ministry. Pay your tithe. Give your tithe. And sow into that ministry and watch how God take your finances to another level. God is doing a great work in the land. I know that the news spreads all the things that are negative, but you got to see right now, God is doing, this is the greatest time right now. If you have not heard it yet, I'm telling you now, this is the greatest time for the people of God right now. This is the greatest time for the church. Revival is hitting us like never before. We are experiencing a move of God like we have never experienced in our lifetime. So we need to be excited. We need to be prepared. We need to be expecting the greatness of the Lord. I don't care what the news is putting out. I believe God. I don't care what the doctor says. I believe God. I don't care what my bank account looks like at this present moment. I believe God. I don't care what my relationship may be going through right now. I believe God for the best. And the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come in my home. The best is yet to come in my ministry. The best is yet to come on my job. The best is yet to come with my relationship with others. I believe God. I believe God is about to blow my mind. I'm telling you, I'm so excited right now. I don't think I've been this excited in a long time. This is not even what I was planning to speak on, but the Spirit of God is leading me in this area of prophetic release. This area of letting the church know that it's your time, it's your season. You're going to higher heights and deeper depths in him. He is doing a great work in you. All that trouble, all that those problems that you went through, everything that you have struggled with, everything that you've gone through, God is turning it around, and he's propelling you into your divine call. He's propelling you into your divine future. He's doing something that man cannot even explain. They just taking you from obscurity to notoriety, not for you to be puffed up and prideful, but to let the world know about his son Jesus. Because some of you that are listening right now, you just need a platform. You need an outlet. You need the right person to hear your message. You need the right person to read your business plan. You need the right person to approve and look at your requests and application for a loan. God is setting you up right now. Believe this right now, that God is setting you up for greater. I dare you to say, I'm being set up for greater. I am walking in my divine season. I'm walking in my divine call. I'm walking in my divine favor. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free in Jesus Christ. God is doing a great work in me. No, it may not look like it on the in the natural eyesight, but believe in your spirit, man, that God is turning around. I had the opportunity to witness on yesterday a guy that I grew up around and in our latter teen to early 20 years, we were musicians at the same church together. And he has been elevated to the office of pastor. His father has been emeritized, and he walked in and yesterday as the newly installed pastor of a church. And I just thank God for the growth to see my brother just
elevate to another level. And I know that God is going to take that ministry to another level. God is going to do something great. And not only for that ministry, Community Revival Center of Lake City, but he's going to do something great in your ministry. I'm prophesying to you right now that's listening. God is going to do something great with your ministry. You might not be a pastor. You might not be a minister. You don't have to be a preacher. You just do what God calls you. You might be a publisher or editor of a press in the world of press. You may be a person that is a songstress or a psalmist that is singing. God is going to take your anointing that you have and take it from a few folks, but many people are going to be exposed to your ministry. I declare and decree right now, God is going to double, going to triple, quadruple your listenership, your viewership. You might have been discouraged because it seemed like it's not a lot of people that have been connected to what God has given you to do. You may have wanted to throw in the towel and say, I've been doing this for years and nothing is going, or not much growth, or slow, or where are you at, God? If you really told me to do this, I'm telling you right now, hold on to the promise, hold on to the prophecy. God is going to do a great work in your ministry. God is doing a great work in your life. You are going to go where he has ordained for you to go. No devil in hell, not even yourself, is going to stop you. I declare and decree right now, you're going to live a life of integrity that you won't even stop you from going to that higher place in God. You won't even stop you from getting to that divine call, getting to that divine place in Jesus Christ. You are going to make it. You are going to overcome by the power of God. I want you to do this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says it like this. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You don't understand how this is going to happen. You can't even see it happening. You don't know what bank is going to finance you. You don't know what person is just going to be a blessing and just bless you exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think on by the direction of the Holy Spirit. You don't know how it's going to happen, but get ready. Be expectant. Every day, get up with that mindset until God does what he promised he's going to do. Get up every day with that mindset that I am going to be successful. I am the head and not the tail. I have more than enough, and I got plenty enough to put in store and to bless others. I am going to go overcome. I am going to achieve the God-given assignment that he has called me to do. I'm going higher in him. Start getting your mind ready for the things of God. Start preparing as if it's already happened, and watch how God opens doors that no man can close. He's going to do it right now for you. Receive this word, this prophetic word right now, that you are going to make it. You are going to be successful. You are going to prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers, not because you're so great, not because you've never done anything wrong, but because God loves you. You need to know, for God so loved the world. This is not just a scripture that is taking on a cliche. People have said it so much that it just doesn't resonate or take root in our heart. But really get this scripture down in your heart. For God so loved the world. God loved the liar. God loved the backbiter. God loved the drug addicted. God loves the one that's out there doing any and all kinds of things. God loves you, that you're living the life that he's called you to live in. Seem like you take one step and you get knocked back three. God loves you, and you are not going to fail. You are going to make it. Every obstacle that has come to try to knock you down, and you may have fallen down, but I'm telling you today, you can get up by the power of God. You can make it. You can overcome. God has a great ending for your life, but this is not the end. This is just the beginning of your greatness. This is not the end. You will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I'm talking to someone right now. You might have faced a diagnosis in your body that is terminal. You may have been in fear because of sickness and disease, but I'm coming to tell you right now, believe on the word of the Lord that you are healed. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, by his stripes you are healed. And right now you are healed, child of God. Don't worry about if the medicine working. Don't worry about if the doctor is doing all he can. Put your trust in God. God is a healer. You're not going to just going to be sick and die. God is calling you for such a time as this. You're going to live. You're going to overcome. You're going to be all that God wants you to be. He's raising up a nation right now that is willing to fight and do the work that God has called them to do. So I declare and decree prophetically right now, you are going to be healed in your body. And I'm talking to somebody right now that is dealing with financial troubles, dealing with financial challenges. You're walking in a season, seem like a lack, seem like it's just not enough money. I'm telling you right now, Ask God to help you manage what you have. Begin to manage the little. And watch when you manage the little and begin to do the thing that God has called you to do with the little. Watch, he said, if you can manage the little, I'll give you the desires of your heart. I will overflow. I'm declaring and decreeing right now, everybody under the sound of my voice, that bank accounts are going to explode. You are going to be blown away with how much money you have. But this money is not just for you to keep. This money is not for you just to go buy you a nice vehicle. And I'm not saying anything wrong with buying something nice, buying you a home, buying you a house, or taking care of yourself. You should invest in yourself. But this money is to pour into the kingdom. Put your money first. Seek God first. Do what he wants you to do first. And he said, all that other stuff I'll add unto you. If you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. So I'm telling you right now, take what you have and give it to God. There's a story in the Bible where the woman had just one little barrel. That one barrel, make me a cake. And she said, I'm just going to make this little cake, and me and my son were going to eat and die. But the man of God told her, make me a cake. So she obeyed. This is the season of obedience. Listen to the word of God. Follow his commands. Obey. Do what he says. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, even if you can't see how this is going to work, obey God. I don't care how hard it is. Obey God. I don't care what the world tell you. I don't believe that's God. I don't know if I would do that. Obey God. He said, trust in me. Obey me. It's better to obey than sacrifice. He don't want that sacrifice. He wants your obedience. He wants your heart. He wants to know that you love him so you will obey him, because the Bible says, if you obey me, that's how I know you love me. So obey what God says. So the woman of God, she obeyed the man of God, and she made the cake and gave it to him first. And the Bible says that the barrel never ran dry. It didn't say it lasted for a couple months. It didn't say it lasted for a couple of days. It didn't say it lasted for a couple of years. The barrel never ran dry. I'm here to tell somebody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, the barrel will never run dry. Do what you need to do for the kingdom, and watch your barrel will never run dry. I prophetically speak to you right now that if you would do what God has called you to do, he's told us to give, and it will be given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will men give into our bosom. If you do what you're supposed to do by God and for his kingdom, watch your personal finances, your business finances will never run dry. Everything that you put your hands to will turn to gold. God wants to prosper you. There's so many people that think God just wants you to be poor or wants you to just to barely make it. He wants you to always be praying this prayer, God, make a way out of me. No, God wants to trust you with finances, but he has to know that he can trust you. If I bless you, will you pour back into my kingdom? If I bless you, will you pay your tithe? If I bless you, will you give offerings? If I bless you, will you give when I tell you to bless somebody with this and plant a seed here? If I bless you, can I trust you with the blessing? And I'm here to tell you right now, we're not playing over God's money anymore. We're not taking God's money and doing what we want to do with it. We're taking God's money to build the kingdom. And once we start building the kingdom with our finances, watch our personal finances explode. Watch our personal finances just grow to measures that don't even match our bank account, don't even match our job and careers. We may have a great job. We may be making great money, but there's greater with God. God can take what we make and maximize it till its fullest potential, that it will blow our mind. I'm declaring and decreeing right now to you that are listening prophetically, scary blessings, mind-blowing blessings, blessings that you just, I don't even know how I got all this money, but God made a way. I don't even know how God healed me of cancer, but he healed me. I don't know how God healed me of Parkinson's, but I'm healed. I don't know how God took this sin-sick soul of my child or my brother or sister that I've been praying for, or any other loved one. I've been praying that they get saved, and it seemed like they got worse, but God just automatically and instantly just turned them around. I don't know how God is doing, because of your faithfulness. It's your time, child of God, because you stayed the course, because you didn't give up, because you held on to his unchanging hand. God is doing something great on your behalf. It's not over. You're not going to die. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. There's greater works for you to do. Jesus said, greater works shall you do than these. Jesus did some great works, and he's still doing some great works, but he wants to do even greater works through you. Not for you to get the glory, not for you to get the big head, but he wants to do greater works that the world may see that there is a Savior named Jesus, that he is alive, and he uses vessels called human beings on this earth. He takes us that we are messed up, jacked up, got our issues and flaws, but he takes those same people and makes them great in him. That's what the world needs to see. We are a light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And I declare and decree right now, we're going higher than we've ever been before. I had something else that I was going to speak on today, but God just has taken me to a whole nother level, taken me to a place that I wasn't even expecting. Dude, that's how this Holy Spirit is. The Bible says the Spirit is like the wind. We know not where it listeth. He wants us to get to a place where we listen to his Spirit and his Spirit alone. He's using folks that are baptized in the Holy Ghost that will listen to his Spirit and say what he wants to be said and do what he wants to be done. He is using obedient vessels right now to carry out this great awakening, this great revival that is going to invade our land, and it's starting right now. Just take a look at the world around you. God is doing a great move in the earth realm. Will you be a part of it? Will you take hold of what God is calling you to do, to win the loss at any cost, to spread this great gospel? And if you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's get hungry and thirsty for God first and watch him move in our lives like never before. I see you in the future. And you look much better than you look right now. I see you in the future. You look better. You act better. You walk better. You talk better. You live better. You prosper. And you are in good health more than you ever dreamed or imagined. God is blowing your mind even right now. I see you in the future. And God is blowing your mind. I speak mind-blowing, mind-boggling blessings over your life. I speak the overflow and explosion of blessings over your life right now. You are going to succeed in every God-given area of your life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this prophetic word and your prophetic anointing right now that proclaims the best is yet to come. We are living in the overflow. We are living in abundance to the full until it overflows, according to John 10:10. We thank you for that right now. We thank you for blowing our mind. We thank you for taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you. We thank you that the best is still yet to come. We haven't seen the greatness of you that you're going to do in our life. We've seen some things, but we haven't seen it all. So we're expecting a great move. Even by morning time, somebody's going to have the testimony of God has made a way out of no way. God has done exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. I'm expecting you to move for us, God. I'm expecting you to move. I declare and decree that everything is going to a higher level in you, and we are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed in our finances. We're blessed in our home life. We're blessed on our jobs. We're blessed in our entrepreneur endeavors. We're blessed in our ministries. Everything we touch is blessed, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise, and it is so, and it is done in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Dress for the approval. with him, I will remain. Oh,
I was created to worship
with my heart.
I was created for, though I'm a leader.